This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Taliban has taken control in Afghanistan. The U.S. embassy has been evacuated. The U.S. military has been flying Americans out of Kabul's airport. Thousands of panicked Afghans are trying to flee the country. President Biden and top U.S. officials are stunned by how fast all of this has happened. Secretary of State Tony Blinken tells ABC's This Week.
Afghan security forces that we've invested in, the international community's invested in, for 20 years, building up a force of 300,000, equipping them, standing by an air force that they had, that the Taliban did not have. That force proved incapable of defending the country. And that did happen more rapidly than we anticipated.
The AP's Sagar Magani.
Early last month,
it is not inevitable.
The president insisted Afghan troops could hold off the Taliban. And Friday,
Kabul is not right now in an imminent threat environment.
2 days after the Pentagon's John Kirby spoke, the Taliban entered the Afghan capital, 20 years after being thrown out of power and after America's longest war that cost billions of dollars and more than 3,500 allied lives. It took the Taliban about a week to seize nearly the entire country. Sagar Magani, Washington.
America's top general says the U.S. could now face a rise in terror threats as the Taliban takes over in Afghanistan. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, reportedly spoke to senators on a briefing call Sunday. Almost 1,300 people are now known dead in Haiti after Saturday's earthquake. Tropical Storm Fred could make landfall by Monday evening along the Florida Panhandle. Heavy rain and storm surge were expected. This is AP News. Will you need a COVID booster shot? AP correspondent Shelley Adler has experts' answers to that.
Dr. Francis Collins, who's the director of the National Institutes of Health, tells Fox News Sunday the U.S. could decide in the next couple of weeks whether to offer coronavirus booster shots to Americans this fall.
We are getting increasing amount of data from the U.S., especially the next couple of weeks. We're going to see a lot since Delta really started hitting hard in July. And then we'll make a decision.
For right now, Dr. Donald Yeely, who's the chief medical officer at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, the vaccine is holding up well.
I don't think in the interim, the average person who does not have immunocompromised disease should worry much about, am I really protected?
I'm Shelley Appler.
Japan marked the 76th anniversary of its World War II surrender yesterday with a somber ceremony. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.